France says it's turned away nearly 3,500 people from its borders since a state of emergency was introduced after last month's attacks in Paris. The French Interior Minister, Bernard Cazeneuve, said they were refused entry because they posed a risk to security and public order. The President of Colombia, Juan Manuel Santos, has signed a decree legalizing marijuana for medical use. He described the move as an important step, placing Colombia at the forefront of the fight against disease. He insisted it didn't contradict the country's international commitments on drug control. Colombia has long been associated with the US-led war on drugs. It's the latest Latin American country to move towards legalizing marijuana. The American space agency NASA has suspended the launch of its next mission to Mars because of a fault in a key search instrument. The InSight spacecraft was scheduled to take off in March and land on Mars 6 months later. Mike Sanders reports.
It's a problem that will cause a major delay. The window for sending a probe to Mars lasts a matter of weeks and comes round only once every 26 months. The next time Earth and Mars are in favourable alignment won't happen again until 2018. The snag lies with a seismometer capable of measuring ground movements as small as the diameter of an atom. It needs a vacuum seal around the three main sensors, and twice now that seal has leaked in the kind of extreme cold found on Mars. But NASA points to previous successes after postponements, saying that they far outweighed any disappointment about delay.
France's most famous brothel keeper, Madame Claude, has died on the French Riviera, aged 92. Her clientele during the 1960s and 70s included ministers, business leaders, police chiefs, gangsters, and even, she claimed, the Shah of Iran and John F. Kennedy. Pursued by the French tax authorities, she fled to the US, returning in 1986 to spend time in jail. In later years, she lived as a recluse in a small apartment in Nice. BBC News.